AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Throughout the East, there's been one thing on the minds of millions of people today, digging out from the blizzard of 2016. Snowplows are operating around the clock, and people are shoveling out their cars and driveways.
I love it, but it's an inconvenience for everybody, trying to get around, trying to dig their car and stuff out. But other than that, I'm enjoying it.
In Washington, Mayor Muriel Bowser says it may be some time before things get back to normal.
We can get back to normal in Washington, D.C. when we have access to all our roads, sidewalks, bus stops, and transit stations. So please help us with the dig out.
At least 27 people have died as a result of the storm. People have died in highway crashes, from shoveling snow, and from carbon monoxide poisoning. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is back on the campaign trail after dealing with the blizzard. He says natural disasters like this and Hurricane Sandy have helped prepare him to be president.
Anybody who doesn't have an experience like that, it doesn't have to be a natural disaster, but some crucible where they were in charge and they're responsible and accountable for everything that happens. If they don't have that experience, with all due respect, they don't belong in this race.
At a town hall meeting, Christie said there are some candidates in the race who try to tell you it doesn't matter what you've done before, but he said it does matter. Some of the presidential candidates are weighing in on whether former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg should be in the race. This is Hillary Clinton on NBC this morning.
The way I read what he said is if I didn't get the nomination, he might consider it. Well, I'm going to relieve him of that and get the nomination so he doesn't have to.
Senator Bernie Sanders says this race doesn't need another billionaire. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres has been taken to a hospital after experiencing chest pains. That comes just a week after he suffered a mild heart attack. A spokeswoman says that Peres was taken to the hospital as a precaution for testing and observation. This is AP Radio News. A no-guns policy will be strictly enforced at a community meeting tomorrow in Oregon over the standoff at a wildlife refuge. Harney County Judge Steve Gratzky released a statement saying that meeting will be limited to 150 ticketed attendees. An armed group led by Ammon Bundy has been occupying the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge since January 2nd to protest federal land use policies. The average price of gasoline has plunged 14 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average of $1.91 a gallon nationwide.
In the lower 48 states, our panel of cities shows Tulsa with the low average, $1.48 for regular, and Los Angeles has the high, $2.80.
That's oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. The AFC Championship is on the line today in Denver, where the Broncos are playing the New England Patriots. Later today, the Carolina Panthers will host the Arizona Cardinals for the NFC title. The winners of both of today's games will be facing off in the Super Bowl. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.